Another explosion this morning, this one in Baghdad. A spokesman for the U.S. 1st Armored Division said that American units had fired mortars at insurgents around the same time. Also in Iraq, members of the Iraqi Governing Council briefed reporters on a new plan to end the U.S. occupation of their country by next June. The U.S. government's new determination to speed the transfer of power to an interim Iraqi government, even before a new constitution is drafted, is a shift in U.S. policy. It comes after sharp increases in U.S. and allied and Iraqi fatalities, underscored this week by a truck bombing in Nasiriyah that killed 27 people. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And this new approach is being negotiated, but it seems to be a handover of political and not military authority. What can you discern in what's been released?
Well, you're right about that point. The Bush administration is quite clear. Troops are not pulling out anytime soon. What appears to be changing is the willingness to invest authority in an interim Iraqi government before this process of drafting a constitution, holding national elections, is finished. The outlines of the new plan may yet change, but what we're hearing is plans for a series of regional meetings to pick delegates. They would in turn decide who gets to be part of this interim government that would accept authority from Mr. Bremer and the Americans. Then that body would oversee the constitutional process and the elections. In some ways, it's not really a dramatic change in policy, but it could get a process moving that has appeared stalled for some time now.
There has been open annoyance, I think is a fair way to put it, in some quarters of the U.S. government with the Iraqi Governing Council and what they take to be the slowness of their constitutional drafting process, which was supposed to be ready by December 15th. Can you help us understand why that council is perhaps operating more slowly than U.S. officials had hoped?
Yeah, and that is a feeling among Iraqis on the street here as well, Scott, not just American officials. This body changes presidents every month. The supporters come in. It seems very hard for them to make decisions. And on the constitutional issue in particular, there was a stalemate because the Shiite majority wanted to elect the drafters. The minority, Kurdish and Sunni representatives, were opposed to that. Now, if this goes ahead, the U.S. can say that impasse will have been broken, and that's an important step to show Iraqis that at least the political rebuilding process is moving ahead.
It should be noted that if this new approach, this apparent timetable that's being reported, proceeds on this accelerated schedule, that means the U.S. will be undergoing presidential elections about a year from now, and the U.S. no longer occupying Iraq as it is now.
That's right. If by next summer there's an interim government in place, U.S. troops might be said to be there at the invitation of the Iraqi government. Some say that's a distinction without a difference because the troops wouldn't leave if that invitation were withdrawn. But in any event, it could be seen as a step towards an eventual pullout. Mr. Bush is very much hoping to be able to say he's reducing the U.S. military presence in Iraq by then, and that's another sign of progress that could be politically valuable.
And here's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.